This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Susan Strickland. She is here with us to talk about the Spring Arts Festival. It's an annual Burnsville event, and it will be this Saturday, May 31st, on the Burnsville Town Square from 10 until 4 p.m. Hi, Susan. Please tell us about this annual event.
Well, it's an occasion that gives Yancey County residents an opportunity to raise some money for the American Cancer Society by way of the Yancey County Relay for Life. We have over 25 artists and crafters that will be coming. Rain or shine, we will have our booths up on the square. We'll have food, live music, and we sure hope this is an opportunity for our Yancey County residents not only to raise money but to come buy some wonderful products from these crafters that are all handmade items. Some of the crafters that will be there are Jackie Murray, who has nature imprints and porcelain. Carl Hopkins has pottery. We have some local honey by Jimmy and Deanne Harris. We've got hand-painted things for the kitchen and jewelry. We've got shaker brooms and boxes by Richard and Carol Moore. We've got all kinds of items. Doreen Brannon is here with me. She's the chair for this event, and she makes primitive dolls and items that like signs and things like that. I do vintage quilt-covered journals and address books and Raggedy Ann dolls. We've got a large variety of items, and we have crafters that are still calling. We have food such as funnel cakes, corn dogs, shaved ice, cotton candy, drinks. We've got kettle corn, barbecue. Hilltop's going to provide hot dogs and hamburgers, so bring money not only for crafts but for food as well. All day long we'll be having live music from area artists. Check with your neighbors. Some of them may be ones that are coming. We're still hoping to hear back from some, but Jeff Thomas will be there, and we have the Dark Ridge Boys and Hot Duck Soup. Be sure and bring chairs or quilts if you want to sit out on the grass and listen. Bring money to buy items, these handcrafted items, and pray for sunshine. We really need that. And if you want a keepsake from the area, we have a lot of handmade items that are indicative of our mountain tradition. We have vintage quilt items, we have pottery, we have brooms and baskets, and we have things that are part of the heritage of our mountains. All of the booth fees will be donated to the American Cancer Society. The vendors themselves, of course, will make money on the items that they make, but they have graciously donated their money to go for the American Cancer Society. We will be having raffle tickets. Some of the crafters will donate items. We have local businesses that are donating gift certificates. And that money from the raffle tickets will also go to the American Cancer Society. Last year, we raised over $2,000 from the booth fees and from the tickets that were sold. There will be something for everyone. We have even some marshmallow shooters that will be there for the children. What fun. I think some of the adults might buy those as well. Please be sure and stop by the booth of Bath Fitters. They're sponsoring our advertising this year, and I think you'll be interested in seeing what they have to offer.
Thank you very much. Again, that's the Spring Arts Festival, Burnsville's annual event, coming up this Saturday on the Burnsville Town Square from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.